The British-based drug maker GlaxoSmithKline is mired in scandal again. Chinese authorities say the company has been running an enormous bribery network for the past 6 years, involving some 700 Chinese middlemen. The goal, they say, was to boost drug sales and raise the price of its medicines in China. Four senior executives from GSK China are being held. The suspects are believed to have collaborated with travel agencies to funnel bribes to doctors and officials by creating fake conference services. A vice president of GSK China confessed the costs of the large bribes would eventually be passed on to patients through higher medicine prices.
These allegations are shameful, and we regret that this has occurred. We will cooperate fully with the Chinese authorities in their investigation and will take all necessary action required.
However, this is not the first bribery case involving GSK. It's been punished in the past for commercial bribery in the United States, New Zealand and Italy. In July 2012, the drug giant was fined $3 billion US dollars for criminal and civil charges of healthcare fraud in the US. GSK is not the only foreign company that's been investigated by China in the past few months. European food group Nestle and Danone were also targeted, being accused of price fixing. At a press conference on Wednesday, China's Ministry of Commerce expressed its determination to regulate the commercial industry and optimize the investment environments.
China stands against any form of bribery in the business sector. Companies which conduct illegal business in the Chinese market will have to be responsible for their activities, no matter if it's Chinese or foreign companies. China will carry on its opening up policy. That's unchanged. The case shows China's determination and efforts made to optimize its investment environment.